brilliantly acrobatic save. Jack has caught it. Giroud!
While they're starting with an attacking play on the second half, just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball, DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones, wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi, runs past Cristiano Ronaldo, passes to Fernandinho, Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones, DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses, but DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in and wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play and this is the VAR show!
Corner taken quickly, Aguero! I said it so wrong.
Yes!
Corner taken quickly, yes. Origi!
No!
I feel like Barcelona fans have flashbacks to that.
No, we don't.
You know? Like when someone's like, hey, someone's hitting a corner quick, they are just flinching, you know, moving. Yeah. You know, like, what the hell?
Corner taken quickly, oh no, oh no!
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's very sad.
And the new guys, how do you wake up a Man U fan? Just scream Aguero in the wake up.
Aguero!
Oh, where? No!
I think we'd be more scared of Phil Jones, you know. If you're not scared of Man United supporter, tell them that they're giving a contract extension to Phil Jones. And I'll be terrified. I'm like, yo.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. No, definitely.
And that's the intro to our show.
Yes.
How to scare City and United fans. That's a good intro.
Mm-hmm.
But you are listening to the host who does the most, even when he's making toast. The name you can trust that will not rust. The one, the only, PhD, Your Highness, DJ Lord Stones. And with us over here.
Damn. That was sick. Long. That was sick.
Flick. Makes me want to dip.
If that was a test, I'd give you a tick.
Whoa.
You know why? Because I am the man who clicks.
Oh.
DJ Sticks.
You can think of another one.
That was enough. My brain's like, yo, no.
I thought you were
going
to say the man who can do the flicks.
Ooh.
Hit you with a brick.
Ooh.
DJ Sticks.
Ooh.
And with those bars.
Ooh.
Hit click. Listen to this song. I can't think of another word. The song.
That's enough.
Yeah. So enjoy these tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the Looney Tunes. Okay, I'm done. Okay, guys, I'm done. Okay, yeah, enjoy the song.
Yeah, okay.
Welcome.
What a jam.
What a jam.
What a jam. I'm
almost
pumped
slams.
Up. Ooh, he is still going.
Do you know what after that? I feel like the man.
Oh, do you?
But you know what else?
What?
It's the Euros time.
That's the plan.
And that's the plan right here.
Bro.
Euros 2020 in 2021, you know. They're like, should we change the name? Nah. Put too much effort into it.
What?
Know?
We made covers and everything.
You know, spent a lot of money on that title.
Come on, the medals, like what?
It already has 2020 on it, you know.
Yeah.
Technically, they'll be the 2020 winners, you know. Nobody will know. Nobody will ask. You know, nobody will ask.
Uh-huh.
And boy, is there a lineup? Is there a huge lineup, you know?
I'm so pumped up.
And we're going to start off, obviously, with Group A.
Yeah.
Where else do we start, you know?
Yeah.
A is the first letter.
Can't just start at, like, C or something.
No. It's like we with the VAR. Let's start at G.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, or Z is the A group. I'm joking. It's only F. Okay, so first thing is first, how it works, right?
Yeah.
Is you have two teams that go through, and then you have the number three, who either goes in, if I'm not mistaken, either into playoffs or based off of the amount of points they have, will make it through.
Oh, so the best number three.
The best number three.
No way. Okay.
Yeah, like the best number three type thing, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm now thinking, we're gonna start in Group A. Mm-hmm. You have Italy, Switzerland, Turkey, Wales.
Oof.
You know?
Oof.
This is a very interesting, it's a very, very, very interesting one, you know, looking at, Italy's squad, you know, they have Donnarumma as their goalkeeper.
Of course.
You know, looking at their strike force with people like Immobile, Insigne, and is that kid from Juventus. Chiesa.
Federico Chiesa.
You know. And in the midfield, they have some beautiful talent as well as Marco Verratti and Pellegrini. Hope I said his name right.
And you can't forget the Champions League winner as well,
Jorginho.
Jorginho
is
the man,
there, you know.
Myth.
So, and even like going in prior to the whole, Euros, you know.
Yeah.
Italy has been on a good roll.
They've been on fire.
They've been on fire.
Insane form.
Winning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Practically
8.
All their games. Okay.
7 games in a row. And the last time they lost a international match was... No, they won 9-0.
What? Oh my word. That looked like a zero.
The last time they lost a game, we're still searching, ladies and gentlemen.
We are still searching.
They are 2019.
Insane. Oh, there we go.
It was against Portugal.
The Euro champions. Mm-hmm.
In the Nations League. Of course, they're going to lose to Mr. Ronaldo himself, you know.
Ah, shut up, man.
Even though Andre Silva scored
I doubt he was even playing.
You know. Definitely.
That is insane. But one thing for sure, one thing that I want to highlight about Italy is their manager. Mm-hmm. He was the Aguero manager.
Oh, wow. Is that the
you know what I'm
reason?
Saying? Yeah, Roberto Mancini.
Roberto Mancini, obviously the coach of Italy, leading them to what could be a very interesting, very, very interesting Euro run.
I haven't
coming
seen
in
him.
With that clean form, you know, knowing that you've won your last 7 games.
Yeah.
Mindset on fleek, you
haven't
know.
Lost in 3 years.
Haven't lost.
It sounds know. Real.
Going in with them is Switzerland, you know, obviously some good players like Yoshiban Shaqiri, your Ruben Van Angus, you know, they are some nice.
Granit Xhaka as well.
Granit Xhaka is there as well. You know, some nice names, some nice household names as well playing there. I have not much to say about Switzerland,
I know.
It's not like we can be here all day. You know, the last time Switzerland lost a game was indeed. Oh, actually not bad.
Okay, we're searching.
They won their last 1, 2, 3, 4.
They drew against Spain.
5, 6 games. They won their last 6 games. But their big game, it looks like they drew, you know, the game against Spain. They lost to Spain. They drew to Germany.
And that's not bad though.
But the teams they're beating were your teams like USA, Finland, Bulgaria, Lithuania,
Liechtenstein,
Ukraine, you know. And they're in a group with one big boy. And another boy that's, you know,
growing up.
That's growing up. So it will be very interesting to see where they land up. You know, I'm going back to the group with, they have Turkey and Wales with them. You know, Turkey having a very interesting, striker with them who was in fact inside the Lyon team that won. That won the league. And yeah, it's also a very crazy side going into the whole, going into the whole tournament, you know?
Yeah.
And with them is none other than the Wales, you know? Wales also has some pretty big household names in here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have some big, big household names. You know, your Gareth Bales, your Tyler Robertson's from Leeds. They have Daniel James obviously coming in. They have some good defenders as well in Ethan, Amput, I hope I said his name right. You know, Ben Davis as well is inside this team. Mm-hmm. Nico Williams from Liverpool is here. And the keeper is Wayne Hennessy.
Yeah.
Or Danny Ward. And it's also a great side, you know, it's a very, very great side.
Aaron Ramsey, when last have you heard of him?
Of who?
Aaron Ramsey.
Where?
Ramsey, man.
I don't see his name.
Come on, man.
He's not gonna play.
Of course he's gonna play. Plays for Juve, he's big. He's a household name.
He's a household name.
But Wales looks good as well.
So Group A, what do you rate them as?
Okay, this is what I want. This is what I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see Italy take the top spot.
Of course.
Yes, we need more big teams. And then Wales coming in at number two.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I feel like Gareth Bale deserves to do well in his life.
Yeah.
And then number three, I'm going to give it to Turkey.
And then Switzerland is not going to make it.
Yeah, Switzerland.
So I agree with your first pick. I think it will be Italy. I think it will follow by Wales.
Switzerland has been also, okay, considering form.
Considering form. Now, if we have to put form also into the picture,
yeah, Switzerland
right,
is epic.
Turkey obviously lost their game against France. But prior to that, they won two games in a row. And then they lost to Belgium, won another two games. Won another three games, drew to Ireland. So form-wise, you know, Switzerland is obviously looking way better.
Way better, yeah.
And if anything has taught us, form coming in could be very helpful. And I guess...
Yeah, we might see Switzerland coming in at number two.
With that piece of information, what I'll say is that it'll be a tight one. Italy is obviously going to beat every team there.
Okay.
I feel like Italy will beat every single team there.
Twice.
I feel like Switzerland and Wales is going to come down to the last day and a nice Gareth Bale.
free kick.
Free kick or a nice, you know, just a nice Gareth Bale goal will come in or a nice Tyler Robertson goal. One of those two are going to put it behind the net, allowing Wales to take the second spot, putting Switzerland at third. And even though Turkey is going to try their hardest, they're going to land up at fourth.
Probably
scoring a draw from both Turkey and Wales as well.
Okay. That, you know, yeah,
they're probably going to pull in 2 points from both.
Okay.
Looking at Group B, I almost said Group D, you know, but we roll like that. We can go to Group D right now.
Yeah, we.
Looking at Group B, we have Belgium, Denmark, Finland, and Russia.
Oh.
Ah, this is an interesting team, you know.
Oof.
Now, with Kevin De Bruyne now, it's not yet 100% whether he'll be, he is going to be there, but he's going to miss the opening game. But yeah, they have some good players like Thibaut Courtois and Net. Young Vertonghen. Young Vertonghen.
Mm-hmm.
I will learn these names one day in life. You know, Young Vertonghen at the back, Toby Alderweireld at the back, Thomas Meunier at the back.
These are
some okay defenders, you know, in the midfield. Their midfield is where I feel like they're at their strongest, you know. They have Witzel there, they have Kevin De Bruyne, they have, Thorgan Hazard. A player that I'm shocked that I'm not seeing his name. Yeah, oh, Daisy. And they have Yuri Tillersman. I think if they're playing a front three, if they're playing a front three with three midfielders, I think they're going to play Witzel as a defensive mid,
yeah,
Kevin De Bruyne and Tillersman in,
yeah,
as well. And Thorgan Hazard will come in now and then to play a more wider role. Front three of Eden Hazard, Dennis.
The attacks.
I wonder how you say it.
Dries Mertens.
Dries Mertens, thank you. Romelu Lukaku, and obviously backing them up, you know, on the bench would be Michy Batshuayi. And I don't think, also Christian Benteke, but you know, yeah, we don't judge about on the field.
Hectic squad, hectic forward line.
Denmark bringing in Kasper Schmeichel, you know, and that's the only, I don't know any of their defenders, you know. Andrea Christensen, that's a good defender as well.
Vestergaard, I know.
Vestergaard as well is a very, very good defender. Looking at their midfielders, Perry-Emerick Højbjerg will be also very good. Christian Eriksen as well, very, very good midfielder to see, you know.
Yeah, key man, definitely the key man.
Very, very key. He's not be like, you look at what he did in Inter Milan this season, you know, when he finally got that playing opportunity.
Yeah.
He made the most out of it, you know. Looking at their striking force, I know Youssef Poloisen will be very, very, very key for them, you know, going into this game, going into this tournament. We'll skip Braithwaite.
Yeah, come on, Martin Braithwaite. Barca's man is there. He is there.
And Kasper Dolberg, will I also see him probably taking a lot of the action as well. And then with them is Finland, Timo Pukki, next team.
Why? Okay, no. Next team. Next team for real.
We all know who's the highlight of them. You know, it's just Timo Pukki.
One way.
You know, Russia. Obviously, Russia had a very nice performance going into the World Cup that they were hosting, and since then they've been able to, you know, at least keep up that same momentum. But you know, looking at their squad, they have some, you know, good players, I guess.
They have a lot of defenders, though.
They have a lot of midfielders. They have more midfielders than defenders. You know, I don't know what formation he's gonna play. 4-5-1 probably.
Yeah.
4-6-1.
3-7-2.
Yeah. All of them are midfielders. But again, now it's time to choose. So I think if we're going on, like, I think how it's going to end up will be Belgium will take the group, followed by Denmark. And then there'll be a tight fight between Finland and Russia, which Russia will then go to third place.
I see Russia second.
Okay.
Considering how they did in the World Cup, taking out Spain, I feel like they like to fight. They're very fierce and they don't fear. So I see Russia taking second place.
Yeah.
Yeah. They might be, sharing the same points as Denmark, who's on third. But yeah. I do think Russia will take second place though.
So we both agree Finland will be fourth. In Group C, we have Austria, Netherlands, North Macedonia, Ukraine. Now, Austria will have none other than, you know, the one man we're all looking at, Danny Alba.
David Alaba.
David Alaba. I say Danny Alba.
What did you mix? Wrong with me.
Who did I mix?
Danny Alba.
Yeah. But it's very interesting, actually, you know, Austria themselves have been on a quite interesting role.
Oh, flip, there's Marco Arnautovic as well.
Marco Arnautovic, yes.
He went to China, he left us. Deserted us.
Now he still wants him to win.
Eating the Asian money.
Looking at their current form, you know, defensively they seem to be well, being able to not get, okay, one game they got two games, they were able to get three goals, conceded three goals. They are lost two games, not considering more than two goals. One, and also bagging one in each of them. At least, one goal in each of them. And looking at the group they're in as well, I think I would put this group as obviously Netherlands first. Netherlands coming in with a very, very nice squad. You know, having people like Blind in the back.
Yeah. Matthias de Ligt.
Matthias de Ligt is there. Nathan Ake is there. You know.
Oh, flip.
And in the midfield, the key midfielders, yeah, I see Gini Wijnaldum, Frankie de Jong. And sadly, the pain.
Did you see that?
The pain.
I saw, my word.
Flipping. Van der Beek will not be making it to the Euros 2020 as he caught injuries.
I know.
All the best. You know, I feel like his season just got worse. This was his time to really show the world the footballer he is, you know, with a coach that really trusts in his abilities.
Yeah.
And Hands down, you know, as a United supporter, hands down, I love McTominay. I love Fred.
Yeah.
But I'd prefer Van der Beek.
Tough one for Netherlands.
Hands down. Tough but one. It's a tough loss for them.
Oh, but look. Oh, my word. Virgil van Dijk is also going to miss it.
Yeah, because he's not recovered from that injury yet.
Oh, no.
So, it's yeah. You know, they have heavy blows, but they still look like a very, very good team.
Yeah.
I see a striking three of Memphis Depay, Quincy Promise, and Luke De Jong.
Yeah.
It'll be a very, very interesting match. I do not know any more North Macedonia players, nor do I know. I probably know a Ukrainian player. But
Zinchenko!
You do. Oh, yes.
You definitely do.
Zinchenko, obviously. Very, very good season for City.
Yeah.
I think, you know, looking at this, I really feel like it will come out Netherlands, Austria, and Ukraine.
Yeah, yeah.
North Macedonia will not make it. That's, you know.
You decided.
I've decided.
Yeah, no.
Because look at the teams that they drew against, you know, Brahim, Kazakhstan, Finland. They drew to France, which is actually quite cool. But when it comes to your much stronger teams, the only team they were able to beat was Spain, which is currently not, I don't see them as a strong team, but we'll get to the.
Man, Spain lost they lost a lot of games.
And an interesting group. Croatia, Czech Republic, England, and Scotland. Now, obviously, you know, Croatia has a pretty good players in the likes of Metro. What's his name? Kovacic.
Yeah.
They have Luka Modric. They
of
have
course.
What's his name? Not Pulisic. What is his name? Perisic.
Perisic. Ivan Perisic.
They have Ivan Perisic in there, and you know this team is also very close to the team that took them to the World Cup.
Where is Rakitic,
finals.
Man? He missed it.
Rakitic, Ivan Rakitic.
Come on.
Ivan Rakitic is not here.
Tough one.
This is very tough.
It's a tough one.
As we skim through looking for him, hoping he's somewhere there.
He's not there. I do not see him at all, unfortunately. But I will move on.
We'll move on to the English squad.
Yeah.
Actually, no, Lester, I want to end with England squad.
Okay.
Because there's something that happened that kind of, you know, aggravated me.
Infuriated. Mm-hmm.
You know. The key man in here, obviously, is Mr. Scott McTominay himself. But there's also some very, very key players as well besides McTominay. You know, there is Liam Cooper from Leeds. You know, Trian Kiprier is going to be there. Andy Robertson. You know, this is
That's a tough fight for left back, though.
Yep.
It's a very tough fight.
No, but you see, Andy Robertson can also be pushed, if I'm not mistaken. He was pushed midfield.
Yeah,
he can be played center.
He can play a lot.
You know, Kieran Trippier as well can be pushed more in a winger's role. Not a winger's role, a defensive right mid.
Yeah.
You know, what is it called? Wing back, yes. I don't really see a fight being there, and hopefully they can play both sides. Strude Armstrong as well could be a good midfielder. Bill Gilmore could be a good midfielder for them as well.
Yeah.
Not really a huge statement when it comes to the Scotland squad. You know, a lot of them have done probably some good achievements, you know, in Scotland and.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, not a real household name. Now we go to the favorites of the group. England, you know,
mm-hmm.
with Dean Henderson probably going to be picked as the number one, followed by Jordan Pickford.
Insane.
Now, here's the thing. All right. So they have Ben Chilwell, Connor Cody, Reece James, Maguire, Mings, Luke Shaw. Right. So Luke Shaw, John Stones, Kieran Trippier, Kyle Walker, Ben White.
Yeah.
Four of them are right backs. Why do you need four flipping right backs? What are you going to play? Like, what formation are you going to play where you're going to need two right backs at the exact same time?
I think he'll put Walker center back.
But he has John Stones and Maguire for that. He has Mings for that.
I think he might play a 3-5-2 formation with Mings, Maguire, and Stones, Maguire, and Walker. Walker obviously covering for the overlapping defenders, I think.
Yeah. But we'll see. You know, I think that he could have, when, especially when Alexander-Arnold got injured, I think that was the perfect time to bring in another midfielder. But I'm guessing he was scared to have a midfield problem, you know?
Yeah.
And you look at the amount of midfielders he brought, you know, just Bellingham, Henderson, Mount, Phillips, and Declan Rice. You know, he has two defensive type of midfielders. He has an attack. He has a wide midfielder in Mount. He has an attacking midfielder. He actually has three defensive midfielders in Declan Rice, Henderson, and Phillips. And he has two attacking type midfielders in Bellingham and Mount. And Mount can also play more of a wider midfielder than the others. So it's quite interesting. I feel like he just chose the more comfortable position.
Yeah.
Because now what he can do is that he can easily pick Calvin Phillips, Declan Rice, and Henderson if he wants to go defensive. He can pick a Mason Mount, Phillips, and Rice if he wants to have a bit more attacking. Or he can pick Henderson. Henderson will definitely start. That I'm sure.
He's in.
So it'll probably be if he wants to go a bit more attacking, he'll have Jude Bellingham, Henderson, and Mount in. And then you're striking trio, if they have to go for a striking trio. That's also a tough one. Because you have Jack Grealish, you have Dominic Calvert-Lewis, Phil Foden. Okay, Phil Foden is definitely not starting. Harry Kane, Marcus Rashford is definitely starting.
What? Foden is starting, definitely.
No, Foden, I don't see him starting.
What?
Bukayo Saka, I think I said his name. Saka.
Bukayo Saka.
I don't see him starting.
He's not starting.
Jadon Sancho and Raheem Sterling will probably alternate. The people who I know for a fact will start would be your Harry Kane and Marcus Rashford. Being because they've kept in the side mostly and they've had pretty good seasons as well.
That's a good point.
Top of the league though, top of the log, I see it England, followed by Croatia and then Scotland coming in third.
Yeah, that's how I see it as well.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to disagree with me.
No.
Now, an interesting group. Poland, Slovakia, Spain, Sweden.
Mm.
So we look at Poland. Poland obviously has Lewandowski.
Come on.
And they have...
What more do you need?
They have Szczesny as well. They're in the back, you know. So what more do you need, actually?
What more do you need? Szczesny needs to kick the ball to Lewandowski.
You have to do is just give good crossings to Lewandowski.
That's all. That's literally all you need.
That's all you need, you know.
Man.
Flip, you know, they could win this whole thing. And Lewandowski's on a scoring streak right now.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Looking at some of Poland's last games, just to get a better scope of how things are looking. They drew to Iceland, drew to Russia, lost to England.
Understandable.
So they also have a quite interesting form, you know, if I look at scorers. If I see it as Lewandowski, that's when it becomes interesting, you know, because they need to be able to bag more than just Lewandowski. They need to be able to count in more than just Lewandowski, you know. It's not just Lewandowski who is in the team.
Yeah.
You know,
even though he is enough.
What Jorgen is saying, he was enough, you know, but.
Yeah, I think there was a time when he was injured and then they were struggling.
They were struggling, yep.
You could see, no direction.
So, Slovakia, I don't really think that there's any outstanding players, you know.
Okay, there is Marek Hamšík, but I think his run is over now. He was a star player for Napoli.
Yeah.
Key man, but I think, yeah. Besides
now, we're going to Sweden. Obviously, now Sweden, they're missing their key man, you know, Lewandowski, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, you
Come
know,
on.
Out on injury. But, you know, despite that, I think they can still do it. I think that they still have a quite decent side.
Yeah.
You know, obviously a key player that people will look out for here would be Lindelof, even though I don't think he's that key. But hey, he's probably the most key player out there right now for them. Now, looking at probably who would be the group favorites, but not the favorites to win this contest, none other than Spain, off the bat, realizing that the Chelsea keeper.
Yeah.
The guy with the long name, Kepa. is not in the team. That means, you know, leading the lines will be David De Gea. Defense with
Emerick Laporte. Please respect Manchester City.
I don't know what's going on with me and names, eh? Emerick Laporte.
I am Laporte.
Another name there, Jordi Alba, Puru Terrius. Very interesting, you know, heavily linked to Manchester United.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
looking for a partner for Maguire. Yeah. Eric Garcia, Diego Llorente, and obviously Casper Equip. Oh my God.
Cesar Azpilicueta.
Cesar, yes, that guy as well. These names hit me, you know.
Yeah, no.
I like United because at least they're buying people with simple names.
James,
you know.
Simple stuff.
Simple Jordan Sancho, you know.
Fred.
No surname.
Fred.
Yeah, definitely, you know, like Fred, you know, very, very easy names.
Easy
you know?
Going.
Looking at their midfielder though, Marcos Llorente, Sergio Busquets, Rodri, Pedri, Thiago, Conque, and Fabinho. The striking force, you know, the people who come out for me as Gerard,
Moreno. Yeah.
Alvaro Morata, Adama Traore, Danny Olmo as well is not bad.
That is good.
In fact, most of them here actually, the striking force is pretty good. But I see a striking trio here, a striking duo of Morata.
I see a trio actually.
Morata, Adama Traore, and Ferran Torres coming out.
I see Moreno being the main number 9. And then Adama Traore and Torres, I think. With Olmo being the second key.
With Olmo being the second, that sounds so weird. You know, cause for those who don't get it, here in South Africa, we have a washing detergent, you know, called Olmo.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's very weird, you know, when you hear that.
We love it.
Okay, the group of death.
Ooh, the last one.
France, Germany, Hungary, Portugal. Okay, off the bat, Hungary is fourth place.
Ruled out.
I'm not going to even look at their squad.
If there was a five.
No, to be number five. Even, yeah, number four, stay empty. France, goalkeeper, obviously Hugo Lloris, you know.
Yeah,
I have a defenders of Kurt Zouma, Raphael Varane, Pavard, Longlicht. What's his name? Koundé, yes, Jules Koundé,
Kimpembe,
Hernandez.
Oh,
you know, it's quite
hot stuff.
It's hot property, right? Your midfielders, UEFA winning, N'Golo Kanté, Thomas Lemar, Paul Pogba, Rabiot, Sissoko, Tolisso.
Damn.
Striking force of Wissam Ben Yedder, Karim Benzema, Kingsley Coman, Ousmane Dembele, Olivier Giroud, Antonio Griezmann, Kylian Mbappe, Marcus Thuram. Your starting 11, what would it be?
Lloris.
Yep, of course.
Left back, Hernandez, of Kimpembe, course. Koundé. Ooh, no. Kimpembe, Lenglet.
I'll go Kimpembe, Varane.
Wait, no. Lenglet, Varane. As the seniors. And then midfielders, obviously, N'Golo Kanté, Pogba.
And Rabiot.
Rabiot is defensive.
Yeah, so...
Pogba more attacking.
You can't... Therefore, we can't have Kanté and Rabiot, you know?
They're both defensive.
So I'd say Thomas Lemar.
He's a winger.
Tolisso.
I'm not sure.
Tolisso, Pogba, Kanté as your starting three.
Yeah, that's solid.
And then attacking three will be Benzema in the center, Kimpembe... Not Kimpembe. Wow, Kimpembe. Kimpembe. Why would I say Kimpembe?
Oh my, what? The striking force is insane.
Mbappe and a rotation of Ousmane Dembele, Griezmann.
Yeah, no, Griezmann is playing for
and
sure.
And Kingsley Coman. I think Mbappe is going to start most of the games for sure.
Mbappe is playing for sure.
Benzema
is also starting.
Benzema and Giroud are going to swap out throughout the tournament.
I doubt we'll see Giroud.
I think we're going to see Germany.
We'll see him against like Iceland or something.
Germany also having a very, very good team, you know.
Oh, my word.
With Neuer and Leno over there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Defensive Defensively, they have Rudiger, they have Salou, they have Helmers, they have so many great defenders.
Oh my word, let's move on.
Midfielders of Kane, Goretzka, Gundogan, Havertz, Kimmich, Kroos, striking force of Serge Gnabry, Müller, Jamal Musiali is very good as well.
Timo Werner,
Leroy Sané, Kevin Volland. These are some very good attacking. Looking at Portugal, you know, basically Wolves and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
With Raul Felix.
Done. And Jota. That's all.
You know,
Bruno Fernandes.
Of course.
How? Bernardo Silva, what's wrong with you?
You don't care about Bernardo. Bruno Fernandes. So defensive.
Diaz. Come on.
So defensive of, Cancelo, you know, Diaz, Nuno Mendes, Semedo, midfielders of obviously Bruno Fernandes, Ruben Neves.
Come on.
João Moutinho.
Let's move on.
You know,
very good. Too much fire.
Striking of obviously the man, the myth, the legend himself, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Come on.
Bernardo Silva, Diego Jota. I think it's going to be Diego Jota, Cristiano Ronaldo, and João Felix.
No, Bernardo Silva.
I think they're
going to
start it. And then Bernardo Silva will be swapping in and out with either João Felix or Jota.
Yeah.
But okay. First place.
In the group, I see Germany.
Second place, I see France. Third, I see Portugal.
Portugal, which will be the best third place team.
Yep.
So that's how they're going to go through.
Yep.
That's what.
And that's where we end.
Yeah.
We're going to obviously do another show where we're going to go through where we see the semifinals and
more in depth,
you know,
predictions, yeah,
as they say in French.
Yes.
I'm sorry, they don't say that like that.
No, they don't say.
But from me, the coach, of the VAR show, the one with a UEFA and Continental A class license.
Oh my word! Okay,
the one, the only, Your Highness.
Yeah.
DJ Dr. Stones. And with me here?
I'm going to keep it simple. It is the man on fleek. Always clicks, always ticks. DJ Sticks. And this has been the VAR show.
Signing out.
Goodbye.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
So tired, chasing dead ends, stuck in circles, feeling hopeless. I'm so broken, don't wanna pretend how I'm feeling. How'd I get so far away? The bottom's so lonely, bottom's so lonely. I'm feeling empty. Singing threw me laughing. I was at my lowest. Thought I'd get so far away. The bottom's so lonely. Bottom's so lonely. I'm feeling empty. Set me free. Lord, help me to believe.
for me and to know that.